There are going to be big works happening across the southeast between the 23rd of December and the 1st of January, and lots of London stations. And stations also beyond into Kent are going to be closed. So between the 23rd and the 1st, London Bridge, Charing Cross, Waterloo East, Cannon Street, all of those big London terminals are shutting down for engineering work. And hopefully, when they reopen again in 2018, the Thames Link programme will have progressed a great deal. And it's going to be deeply frustrating for lots of those passengers who aren't able to travel during the Christmas period. But in the long run, it should lead to more frequent and more reliable trains. I think this is going to really annoy lots of people who are wanting to spend time with friends and family over this time and be able to go out to some pubs, have a few bevvies, and not to be able to have the public transport available in that time is really going to put a strain on people. And obviously, not everybody can afford taxis, and drinking and driving is obviously a real no-go. So I do feel for lots of people who are going to be quite stuck for transport options. Southeastern have said that their tickets will be valid on tubes and buses over that time. So I'd really advise people to look at the transport websites, check out what's happening, because it isn't just the Southeastern network. Lots of transport networks are affected over this time. There are changes, there are shorter timetables, and to scope out alternatives for their journeys. I think doing it over this time is probably the best of a lot of bad options. There are generally more engineering works happening both in the August bank holidays and the Christmas breaks, where there's lower footfall and fewer people are using the trains. So while it's annoying, it's probably a better option than doing it during a normal weekday.